Dean from Glenville, New York. Just heard Brian Griffin's commentary about the limiting government and the role of Constitution and conversation that we need to have amongst ourselves. And I thought it was an excellent point of view and look forward to hearing more about that.
Hi, this is Irene Hess calling from Conesville, New York. It's Friday, and at 1 o'clock, the Moth Radio was not there for me. Please, what has happened, do not take that away. Yes, you had a special, very nice. However, I want the Moth Radio at Friday at 1 o'clock.
We would like to hear you say at least one good thing about the president. We understand that most of you are communists, but we just want to hear one good thing, because so far you haven't even said one good thing about the president, and I don't want the president to fail. And I think you guys do. And all we want is we just want to hear you say one good thing about the president.
Hi, my name is Jim Gilbert. I'm calling from North Powell, Vermont. And I find it extremely irritating that the governor of Virginia is under so much pressure for appearing in blackface in 1984. Are we going to strip Al Jolson of being one of the best actors because he appeared in blackface? There's something wrong with this country. We are reversing everything that we have tried to gain for the past 50 years.
This is Harv Hillowitz. I'm calling from Kingston, New York. I am completely disgusted but not surprised at all the airplay that NPR and WAMC is giving this train wreck known as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Every time she opens her mouth, nothing but nonsense comes out. Every 2 seconds, she's spouting off about Palestine. She couldn't find Israel on a map. And now she's talking about this Green New Deal. Her science is wrong. Her math is wrong. She doesn't know what the heck she's talking about, and I hope somebody in the Democratic Party shuts her down already.
David Schufelt, I'm calling from Millerton, New York, and I'm calling to congratulate the good doctor, Shartok, for his informative and entertaining interviews with Governor Cuomo. There certainly are no holds barred. I would call it a spirited repartee on exhibit there. The exchange conjures up images of a mongoose parrying with a cobra or a lion parrying with a jackal. I'm not sure which it is, or maybe it's both. But anyway, well done, and I look forward to future ones.